Bernard de Montreal. Preparatory Communication Number 9. The Invisible Race. I want to talk here about what I call the invisible race. Somewhere in the late 1980s and early 1990s, man will experience occult activities of a kind that has not been recorded so far in the annals of human experience. These occult activities will not be the fruit of the human desire to manifest a specific power, but rather the supramental capacity of a certain number of individuals permitting them to facilitate, through a higher plane of their mind, the entry into different regions of the parallel worlds, including the physical world. The spirit of these individuals, recognized by those who will enter in direct experience with them, will not be subject to the laws of human psychology or the laws of astral conscious expression of man. That is, these individuals, by the very nature of man, will be able to penetrate different regions of the world or worlds, to work in certain capacities, so as to accelerate the evolution of certain men. What I call the invisible race is a collective and cosmic activity undertaken by a certain number of beings on the material plane, in conditions of creative expression of the cosmic consciousness in them, attached as it is to certain planes, where these individuals have the power to claim the conquest of time and space. Despite the questions that will be formulated regarding these activities, either by occultists or by people who are concerned about any form of penetration into their world by beings external to them, it is necessary to understand that any activity related to universal consciousness through the active principles of man is subject to the laws of light and in no case intervenes in the personal or psychological life of the one who knows the experience. So, that being said, those of you who will know these experiences, who will be personal witnesses of this penetration into their mental space, will be advised by me of the need to understand that any relationship with beings they recognize is a relationship of peace, of harmony, for a single purpose, that of establishing on a material level a world brotherhood of conscious men and women in the supramental. Those who have already had this experience understand and know what I mean. Others, who will be led to live this experience, to live this communication with a being they can recognize on a different level from the normal and natural experience of man, will also understand that any intervention in the life of man, in relation to these characters whose appearance they can recognize, is impossible, since it is a question here of the manifestation of the spirit and not of the actualization of an egocentric power. I have chosen to begin to talk to you about this invisible race and the activities of this race, because I know that soon members of this human group, on a global scale, will begin to appear here and there, with the aim of awakening the progressive consciousness of certain individuals and making them realize that men, certain men, are uniting at levels that are not visible but which, nevertheless, are real and decisive in the spiritual evolution supramental of the planet Earth. The reason I am talking to you about this is to put your mind at ease and not to subject your imagination to a struggle that would only create a loss of energy or an overly imaginative thirst to understand more, or to know more, and beyond what you know. It is not a question for some men on the planet, of instantly understanding all aspects of their experience, but rather of realizing that these experiences are part of a universal plan towards which man is slowly but surely moving. We are entering an age where the faculties of man will be updated, but in other conditions than those that can be imagined by today's men. As we enter an age in which light must guide man's steps towards the future, it is necessary that light penetrates man and directs him in his evolution. Unlike in the past when man used the energy of certain planes to facilitate his access to knowledge, as the future process is totally reversed, today's man will have to get used to understanding the abstract facets of this reality of the relationships that exist and will exist between him and the invisible forces of light. When he will have understood that man is an instrument of light and that his ego is a reservoir that allows this light to accumulate and direct on a material plane or another, certain forces allowing humanity to enter a new phase of evolution, then man can begin to understand the complex nature of its dimensionality and the instantaneous effect of its will in the invisible and material cosmos. However, today's man, whether occult or not, does not have the necessary tools to understand the laws of the new future. I say the new future because the future which is reserved for those who must know the laws of light and work with the forces of the soul is a future whose nature totally exceeds the understanding of human intelligence. Precisely because in this future, the structures of the mind are totally subject to the laws of light, while in the past, the structures of the intelligent spirit of man were subject to the laws already inscribed in the annals of rebellion. The invisible race is a race whose psychic or supernormal faculties have no connection with the human ego. This is a crucial point. Thus, the activities of this race do not generate, on the human material level, any recognition of the ego. On the other hand, it is possible for the ego to understand the activities of this race since this race is part of the soul of the ego. And it is through the energy of the soul of the ego that the race operates both in the parallel worlds and on the physical plane, when necessary. It will gradually be a question of understanding the laws that affect this race, and not to confuse its activities with the astral occult activities of individuals who, in the past, frequented regions linked to the lunar consciousness of man. We advise you to understand that all information issued concerning the activities of the invisible race is information that will serve as a point of reference, and not as psychological support to reach in one way or another, through a spiritual desire or an occult desire, faculties innate to the soul but unconditionally denied to the ego. Among the provisions that are sufficient for man to undertake movements in the parallel ethers, there is one that must serve as a guide on the human and psychological level, so as to facilitate the understanding of the close relationship between the ego and the forces of light, and I list it here. The ego works and will work with the forces of light in a total learning, that is, in a totally new, totally ignored, and totally inconceivable vision of things. This means that the ancient occult knowledge, esoteric and ancient hermetic, will no longer have a foundation in the immediate knowledge of the ego for the instantaneous constitution of any realization aimed at allowing it to know the limits, or the absence of limits, of its functions in the parallel worlds. This is the law, and any law resulting from the ordinance of the forces of light, in one world or another, subjects the ego to the rigor of this law, to protect the spiritual status of a planet and to prevent the forces of domination from controlling the evolution of man, which eventually would lead to his loss. On the other hand, when the human ego will have been sufficiently transmuted to increase its level of experience in order to personally interpret its activities on other planes, it will be given to that ego the ability to voluntarily generate activities of the soul that previously had to be done without its knowledge. But this ego, or egos, that have reached this stage of evolution will no longer be available to planetary human activity. The interest you may have in this declaration is a totally philosophical interest for the moment. But as time and years go by, this interest will become more and more real. And understanding what had been said about some of the experiences that may be yours will allow you to deal with these experiences in the greatest calm and serenity. The laws of light are extremely complex laws, in the sense that man cannot understand them through his rational intelligence. However, once man has reached a total understanding, these laws can be easily assimilated in the instantaneousness of experience, and their expression or the education that can be made of them can serve to enlighten certain minds in the complex and often difficult understanding that is related to the mental effort to grasp them in their way of expression, and in the instantaneous reality of their manifestation. It is a question of your spirit being calm, and of your spirit being given necessary reference points, to be able to generate in itself an energy sufficiently high in vibration, allowing it to generate in its mind the qualities necessary for the total and perfect perception of the laws of the world and invisible planes. The man of tomorrow, and when I say man, I mean some men, will have faculties that have never been experimented or experienced on this globe. These men of great wisdom and dedication in the service of humanity will be the pillars of a new civilization whose material space and invisible space will be connected by a cord or corridor of energy that can only be put into action by their superior intelligence. Obviously, these men will have a conclusive effect on humanity on the evolutionary level, and it is these men who will, from time to time, have the power and joy to manifest themselves to you, to make you know and recognize that beyond solid matter exists a living, evolving and conscious world of the human person. Man does not know life. Its richest, most varied, most extraordinary aspects are totally veiled. This is why, moreover, man lives a life that is already dead. However, a certain number of men, coming from all over the world, will know life. And already, a certain number of these men know life and have as their work, on the material plane or on other planes? To generate in those who correspond vibrationally to the laws of light, even if they do not recognize it, to generate in them an energy powerful enough to allow them to realize the existence of parallel worlds which include in their structure harmony, beauty and peace. The invisible race will always be on the globe and will never die out. However, its activities will always be proportional to the material conditions requiring their presence. As long as there are men on Earth seeking the truth, seeking to increase their level of consciousness, there will be men in the invisible who will seek to contact them in order to relieve them, to support them, and to help them understand that which is not understood. The attitude of every intelligent ego, of every lively and sincere spirit before the mystery of life, is waiting. While this ego is waiting, it changes, it transmutes itself, it develops within itself sensitivities that it did not know about itself before, and one day or another, its sensitivity begins to manifest itself, and the ego, little by little, gradually, realizes that already something is manifesting itself in it, which is not matter, but of spirit. All men have access to light, but few men have the ability to wait for it to manifest itself in them. Man's spiritual desire very often delays his evolution because this desire comes from vanity or spiritual pride, when in fact man must receive light when he is ready and not when he wants it. The light is not of man, but of what you call God. Man does not command to infinite intelligence, to infinite love or to infinite will. These principles, this force, penetrate it little by little, build it, make it powerful and strong, as pride and vanity diminish in it. The invisible race is a race that will have, in the future, the privilege of bringing man into contact with the forces of space. This invisible race, these men, will have the power to determine whether or not the forces of space should come in contact with the planet and instruct man in their science. I am telling you a little bit about the invisible race to prepare you to understand with greater ease the more abstract and difficult aspects of the evolution of the planet Earth. Man, by his nature, is used to analyzing to understand. It is normal and natural for him. But I tell you that the man of the future no longer cannot analyze anymore with his subjective thoughts, but must, so as to understand and fully grasp, be receptive to the slightest vibrations that penetrate his mind and generate knowledge in his mind. It is no longer enough for man to partially understand or believe that he understands. Man must know. And this knowingness is based on the total perception of the energy that enters him, and a parallel ability to instantly interpret this energy, so that his knowingness becomes, for him and others, a matter, a food that binds him to the spirit instead of separating and alienating him. The spirit is so great, so powerful, that man, through the constant generation of subjective thoughts, unwittingly opposes his penetration as well as his manifestation in him. Now that the invisible race is about to manifest itself more regularly in man, he must be ready to recognize it without believing that it is, in one way or another, an erroneous impression of his senses or a divagation of his imagination. But every man must experience, and it is through experience that every man grows in the understanding of his activities. But given the abstract aspect of this experience and a total absence of connection with previous similar experiences, it is necessary that man be warned, and that points of reference be given, to be able to integrate into himself a new experience and a profound experience. The forces and intelligences in evolution, in the parallel worlds, on the invisible planes, have an interest in safeguarding, on the human material plane, order, calm and harmony. However, unfortunately, in only one sense, not everything in the universe is harmonious. There are forces that seek to delay the evolution of man without his knowledge, as well as forces that seek to evolve with man and enable him to recognize, one day or another, the infinite space of his higher mind and the very grandeur of his soul. Words no longer have any use, except in their natural function of containing an energy that can be transmitted by those who have their spirit adjusted to the spirit that reigns above and towards everything. The invisible man, the invisible race, will be seen and known everywhere, on all continents of the earth. Those who recognize it will realize by the very fact that they are part of a future reserved for men whose consciousness exceeds the limits of space and time. This race represents the pinnacle of human evolution today, and these members also represent the most complete man, as he can be today on the globe. It is a question for those who will meet these men, through their penetration on one level or another, to know that those who are in front of them are part of this same race in terms of incarnation, although they are of different planetary origin. Then it is a question once and for all, for those who have reached a certain level of understanding and inner stability, of understanding and recognizing that the future holds for man's experiences that are not of egoic origin, but rather of anemic origin. Understanding this, these beings, these men living these experiences, will not be pushed by them but will finally realize that something, somewhere, is leading the men of the earth to a greater and deeper realization of reality. Man did not invent life. Life created man. And man must learn, one day or another, the laws of life, if he wants to be able, one day or another, to create forms of life equal to his new intelligence and his new power. The main purpose of the interpersonal activities of the new race, the invisible race, will be precisely to make man understand that there are worlds beyond the senses, beyond space and time, with which he can communicate, and worlds in which he can penetrate, when he has acquired sufficient wisdom and total discernment. Man's natural concern about any suprarational manifestation is normal. But man, who must one day understand the glorious aspects of consciousness, must also be led, one day or another, to realize the greatness of the laws of light, and not let his intellect, his emotions, interfere with a perception of great delicacy and great beauty. Moreover, where there is light, there is no creation of fear. Where there is light, there is only peace, calm and harmony. If I explain the phenomenon of the invisible race, it is to make you understand and be recognized that there is, in the world, a great margin between the reality of the senses and the reality of the spirit. Only when we understand the reality of the spirit that we can precisely grasp the limit of the reality of the senses, and really begin to progress towards infinite knowledge and full understanding of the laws of the worlds that direct the evolution of the planet Earth, as they direct the evolution of the other physical globes in the outer cosmos. Man, on the material level, does not generate any force that is not already implanted in him for the progression towards the future, of which he does not know the reason or the end. Man's ignorance is great, profound, but it is not insurmountable when he has understood the need to let the forces of light, of the spirit penetrate him, which leads to understanding and to the global vision of evolution. Whatever question you may have in your spirit about the future of man, the reality in that future, this question will always be for you a question leading to other questions. This is an irrefutable law that is part of the very nature of human intelligence. That is why it is necessary for you, over time, to graduate to that consciousness where the questions disappear, where the answers are no longer necessary, because everything is known and you only have to be vibrationally adjusted to this penetrating energy in order to constitute in you a center of receptivity, and automatically a creative faculty at the level of cosmic thought in your human mind. Your intelligence will always be proportional to the ability of the spirit to penetrate you and mix its spirit with yours, in order to create a close and perfect relationship between two essences which are indivisible in their nature, but often, and too often, far apart from each other, because man believes that he thinks, and believes he knows that what he knows is inevitably linked to some form of truth. However, truth has only the appearance of what it must produce in the spirit of the seeker. And this appearance is always adjusted and proportional to the very nature of this seeking spirit, in order not to upset the conceptions that are at the basis of its structure, and which allow the ego of man and the spirit of man's intelligence to continue its progression towards an increasingly rational understanding of reality. But note that life does not care about rationality, and that logic is only an expression of the perfect harmony of the forces of intelligence, at the level where they must manifest themselves, to generate in the human mind an order, a proportion, and a constant gradation of the value it has of its intelligence and its material success.